We decided to go walk a tightrope without the safety net. The first time we do it, somebody falls and dies.
Yeah!
Shit.
That was the sound of somebody falling and dying.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay. So Friday, before the game, I went to the city early. I went to the World War II Museum. And I'll get into that later on and the final thoughts. But anyway, I said, well, fuck it. I'm here. I'll park here. I'll walk to the Superdome. And, you know, the museum closes at 5. I said, it'll be 2 hours to walk around the warehouse district. There's all kind of cool stuff. Well, it was so fucking hot. I mean, it was brutal. So I wound up sitting in my car for an hour.
Oh, jeez.
My friends called me. Jimmy called me. Danny called me. Doug called me. So I said, well, fuck, I'll just sit in my car. Because it was hot. So I get off the phone. I start walking to the fucking dome. About halfway there, I realize I left my fucking ticket in the car. Literally halfway. So I had to walk back and then walk back to the fucking dome. So basically two trips. And if it had been 5 minutes longer, I would have died. I mean, it was so hot, so far a walk. I mean, literally 5 more minutes, and I would have had a cardiac arrest. I mean, holy shit, it was fucking brutal.
What's the deal with this heat?
I mean, I really thought it's the first time I've ever thought I'm going to die right here.
It's not like July or August heat. Was it that bad?
It's hot down here. You don't live here. It's hot down here.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot. Well,
our high was 88 today.
You know, and it was the 2nd of September. I'm like, that's still August.
I didn't tell you the last time I wore long sleeves for Christmas.
I mean, look, the first two or three Saints home games are always hot.
Yeah.
Like, I have to wear the white jersey because it's too fucking hot to wear my black jersey. Way too hot. I usually park way down that way.
Right.
So I do that walk for every game. At least it's, you know, 8:30 in the morning and it's not quite as hot yet.
Right. The walk back was much easier because, A, I didn't do it twice, and, yeah, the sun was down.
I mean,
fucking miserable.
Well,
it is South Louisiana and still the summertime.
You might could stand to lose a little weight, too, though, right? I remember the bigger I was, the hotter and...
Hey, yeah, well, I'm never as fat as you. I mean, God,
jeez. Well, again, it does make you appreciate the fact that we play inside.
Doug and I spoke about it, you know, on the phone. Yeah, if we didn't have a dome stadium, I said, you know, haven't missed a game since 89. If we hadn't had a dome stadium, that would not be the fucking case. I don't know how those people do it.
I don't know how they, like in Tampa. Like, I don't know how you experience week one or week. I experienced week two at Tampa. It was most miserable.
But again, you know, what do you think is more miserable, the heat or the rain?
The heat. I'll bring a poncho and be fine. It's that heat. I don't ever want to experience that again, ever. I could never do that. Like, Tampa, Miami, I don't know how they do it.
Used to it, I guess. I don't know. But it was bad. You're right. Thank God for the
air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. I love indoor football.
I love 21st century air conditioning.
And I think I've told you all this before. Who are the three games that we played in 2005 in Tiger Stadium? You know,
yeah.
We went to all three of them. And, like, all three of them, the first game, it was sunny, but we were on the visitor's side. And they said they did that at LSU on purpose, you know, so the sun would be in the visitor's face. So I can't watch the fucking game because the sun's in my fucking eyes. I think the next game it rains and... You know, I'm soaking wet, and so I learned from them that, man, to appreciate the Superdome.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Superdome. It's been a ruin, many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. I cried to my daddy on the telephone. How long now?
What's up, Hoodat Nation? And thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a getting to a one. I've had two beers now.
Nice.
Well, I'm on my second one. Anyway, I had a fantasy football draft earlier, so kind of wrapping that up. But I would just have to say, let's go ahead and put the preseason behind us. I think we can all agree on that. We're going to look ahead, starting fresh, with a new opportunity for 2016. When the season truly begins, we can be thankful that football's officially back and that the Saints will certainly have a better first week than LSU did. Yee! Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the season. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a 1.5. I also had a fantasy draft earlier today. I had a few drinks earlier. Had to come back here, got a drink here. Sticking up my usual, around my usual level.
There you go. And Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
0.
All right. And we are recording this one pretty late on a Sunday night. So, Damon, what's your sleep bed number? You did kind of warn us you might fall asleep if we started too late.
Yeah, well, I'm more so to try to get y'all to wear so the fucking...
Yeah, I figured that's what that was.
To have some respect for people's time. You know.
What, for you old people?
No, just anybody's time. It's supposed to start at 8:30, it's 10:10.
We never said 8:30, I don't think.
What time do we always... 8:30...
Right, it's Sunday and it's a holiday.
Isn't tomorrow the holiday?
Yeah, still, that means...
It's the holiday night.
Yeah, that means who cares how late you stay up? It's like Saturday night.
What are you, a 16-year-old little girl?
Well, I'm not working tomorrow.
Well, you barely work anyway. Well, no, yeah.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I do work.
I said barely.
Just because I enjoy my job doesn't mean I don't work hard.
You sound like a porn star.
They do. Well, Saving Private Ryan.
I don't think that's how it works. Wow.
That's funny. Okay, anyway, let's get in with a little, we'll call it game recap, but just go ahead and make it a whole preseason recap.
Good, Bob.
0-4 for the second year in a row.
So we hadn't won a preseason game since 2014.
That's correct. Good thing preseason records don't count.
Exactly, they don't count. I mean, I'm trying to be positive here, but
there were some things.
Yeah, like
some good, some not so good.
Thomas, the wide receiver, good.
Willie Sneed. Willie Sneed.
I don't know. I mean, look, they didn't show anything. Dennis Allen said that he wasn't doing anything during the preseason. He wasn't showing any cards. So, from what I believe, what I read, I thought, like, you know, we didn't do any blitzing. So, let's hope, you know, I know you don't game plan during preseason. Obviously, we have the Raiders coming up a week from today. And,
wow, that's crazy. A week from today, we're
right,
going to be
in the
real game.
So, things will get better. Come on, man. I mean, look, go back 10 years, exactly 10 years, right, to the 2006 season. I mean, we didn't think we had anything.
No, we didn't look very good in the preseason.
Right. We were just coming off a 3-13 season, the whole Katrina debacle, and... Obviously, that turned out very well. Got to our first championship game. Now, I'm not saying that, but you know, look, the fucking everybody's 0-0. Fuck, we have just as good a chance as anybody else. You know,
we got a good enough quarterback to.
We have one of the top quarterbacks, one of the top coaches, head coaches, Dennis Allen. For me personally, the jury's still out. I have no opinion of him, good or bad. You?
I mean, we'll have to see what he does. How he
right,
does.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have any opinion on him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't judge him right now. So you see what the results are.
Right. Maybe he'll come out and be the, you know, the next Buddy Ryan. You know, maybe he'll come out and be the next, you know, Chad Ryan. But, so, fucked.
Yeah, right. I mean, you still got, you know, offensive line is still worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're that guy sitting for Green Bay, the Pro Bowl guard, got released today. So he's went to Chicago for a visit. He's expected to come here for a visit.
Well, who's the guy we signed this week?
Kruger.
Oh, yeah. I heard those contract talks were a nightmare. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Still funny. For those of you who don't know, I did that joke and it landed just about as well as it did just now. But we didn't happen to catch it on the recording previously, so we had to re-record just to get the joke in. So
it's kind of like the dream joke.
Yeah. But speaking of nightmare contract talks and dream, Breeze Dream Foundation, that is, we are 1 week away from Drew Brees' deadline. For he said he wasn't going to do anything once the season started. What do you guys think is going to happen?
Well, it depends if they sign Sitton. If they sign Sitton, that means they have to free up some money somewhere else. Because after signing Kruger, they don't have any money left. So if Sitton signs, then something's going to happen, whether it's Brees or whether it's somebody else gets released. But something's going to have to happen. So, I mean, why not? If you go to Drew and say, hey, Drew, look, we're going to sign this guy to keep you upright. Can you give us a little break here, a little bit, and let's get something done? You know, maybe. Other than that, I mean, who else at this point you think they would release? They'd have to release somebody.
I don't know. After today, yesterday's cuts, Saturday, we're 1.5 million under the cap.
Under?
Yeah. Now, we have a whole bunch of money for next year. We have $45 million next year. We're going to be just making it rain, bitches. We're making it rain all over the place.
Well, we're going to fill more of it with some dead money, maybe at the Jarius Bird variety. Look, we're going to fill it with somebody's dead money. Who's it going to be?
Yeah.
Bird's the next likely candidate, right?
I mean, he is the highest paid player.
Are you
going to
make that part of your bold predictions later?
Before Breeze.
I might, Rabbit. I might.
You know, if we would cut him, but if we would cut Bird next year, after this year, the dead money would be $8 million. You know, we owe him $11,700,000 for next year. Okay, that's base salary, the last of his prorated bonus and roster. You know, so we would actually save $3.7 million if we would
just cut him.
Yeah, we'd actually save it. So. Mm. But anyway, look, Drew Brees is still a top five quarterback in the league. That is a top three quarterback in the league. Our best chance to win is with a great quarterback. We've been so spoiled over the last 10 years. He's still up there in the top. I don't know if he can carry the team totally on his shoulders like he could 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, but you have to sign him, and you just have to.
I think he could if he just had a little bit better of offensive line in front of him. He really could. I mean, he was short of five, just shy of 5,000 last year with nothing.
A missed game, right.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, Jeff.
I
have to sign him. You have to bite the bullet. Right, if you have... He's 37 going into this season, and if you have a couple of, you know, some dead money, you know, you sign him for another 5 years, and he's 41, and you have to eat some dead money, that's fine. Fuck it. We'll deal with it then.
Right, because the year after Breeze is going to be shit anyway. So, I mean, I'm expecting worst.
Right.
The first year that he's not our starting quarterback, I'm expecting the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So
1-15.
Give me all your dead money. Give me your 1-15, and we draft a new quarterback at the top of the draft because that's what it's going to have to be.
Sure, 100%. You're right. So sign him. Fuck it. Let's play some football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and go into the plan. You know, like next year, just take an offensive lineman in the first round. Take another one in the second round.
It's something you just said there.
And
about
the third.
10 years.
Take all seven. Sooner or later, we'll hit on one fucking line.
Exactly, right. We'll hit on enough, and then we'll have the best offensive line in football again.
Right.
And Breeze can play until he's 43.
There you go. Damon, you just said something that got me thinking. You said, you know, 10 years. You're right. Breeze has been our quarterback now for 10 years.
That's his number 11.
This is right. And that's one-fifth of the Saints' history. He has really, when you look back at our history, really turned around our franchise history. If you think, if you think about the quarterbacks that we've had, we've not been that. I mean, we had a few. When it was bad, it was bad. But when it was good, it was good. I mean, Archie Manning, great quarterback, but the team around him wasn't great. We had a great quarterback. Bobby Hebert was a good, really good quarterback. Right?
He was, and he was anchored by Carl Smith. You know, you go back and look at the numbers that Bobby put up in the USFL. Bobby was a slinger, man. I mean, he, you know.
The Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, he had an arm. And Carl Smith fucked him. Now, after Bobby, we had Jim Everett from the Rams. He was good.
Then, and then you went through the carousel.
You know what's so wild? Like,
Billy Gould.
Like, I almost forget the Jim Everett era.
Remember,
like, I really kind of forget the years we
called
had.
Him Chris Everett, and he flipped the table. And the,
well, yeah, right. I remember it now. Right. But, like, you don't ever think of him as Saints quarterback, but he was pretty steady in his years.
Yep.
Here, he was a very solid quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff Blake would have been great if he didn't get hurt.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, we had it right there. And Brooks, he was raw talent, but just empty in the brain area.
Well, look, Brooks, he got hurt. Younger fans, you know, people who became Saints fans after Katrina, y'all might not realize this, but Mike McCarthy was our offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that year that we won our first playoff game.
Yeah, Blake started, and he was like, what, 7-2 in his first nine? Or...
Right, somewhere around there. But
yeah, I mean, he was really good.
But don't tell me that, you know, having Mike McCarthy here didn't help Blake and Aaron.
And Brooks, yeah, probably.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. So anyway, yeah, I just thought, like, you know, when you really get to think about it, about replacing Breeze and what the drought's going to be, it might not be, I mean, it's going to feel worse because you're coming off of Breeze.
Right. I mean, look. We might
could swing something here. I mean, if Sean works with quarterbacks as well as he does.
No.
But it hasn't worked with Grayson.
Right. And look, it's going to be.
Now look better in preseason than he. I mean, he looked pretty good.
No, and
Jeff, what you said, look, those quarterbacks that we mentioned, I mean, yeah, they were serviceable. They were good. I mean, but what we have in Breeze is literally a top 5% of quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Right, and we're not going to get that. But we're not going to get that. But that doesn't mean our Super Bowl chances are out. We've already established on the show, in the past. Like, you don't. I mean, look, we've got the best in the history of the NFL in those conversations, and we've only got one ring to show for it so far. In 10 years, we've got one ring to show for it.
Right.
Keywords.
You know who else has a ring to show for stuff? Trent Dilfer.
Right, because he had a good fucking
defense.
But he
had the hope, but then you'd have to totally. Sean Payton will not be your head coach, and us have a top.
Right.
Okay. You know, but do you see? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I try to. Yes.
You know,
Drew,
we understand, but it's a totally different philosophy. They spent all their money on defense and got by with an offense. We spent all our money on offense.
Yes.
They'd get by with a defense.
When Breeze leaves, that did not mean that we quit trying to play for Super Bowl. No, you're right. You know, but.
Right.
You look at Miami. They had
Marino,
the best passer ever in the NFL. And it's been 20 years and they can't replace him.
Buffalo hasn't replaced Jim Kelly.
Right.
This is true.
No,
we will never replace Breeze. That's why I go back to my earlier statement. Whatever the fuck we have to do to sign that bastard, you do it.
You do it, and you say, we'll ride it out, and then when he's done, we'll see where we are. We'll live with what we got. I mean, we've had this run since 06 that, if we're lucky, we'll get it again eventually, but the odds of this franchise say no, the history of this franchise. So, like, enjoy it as long as we can. That's what I want to do.
That's exactly, and Breeze is a huge, huge part of that.
Plus,
so.
I don't want to see him in another jersey to finish his career. I really don't.
Well, it would be stupid. Sean Payton's not going to let that happen. I mean, he'll kick and scream and hold his breath. Trust
right. Something's going to happen. But it would just look so weird if he's in a fucking,
no.
I don't know. Rams jersey or whatever, Vikings jersey, whatever it is. Like, I don't want to see that. Just don't want to see it. Like, he made his career as a Saint. I want him to finish as a Saint. I don't want to see him playing anywhere else. Whether it's good enough for the franchise, I don't care. If he's dragging around his 42-year-old body and
you look at him
and we're 5-11, I mean, whatever, so be it.
What, his height?
Well, at that point, he'll be old. He will have shrunk another inch.
Well, then he'll be 5'9", then.
All right. Okay, y'all got anything else on season game, preseason recap? Because we can move on to...
Yeah, well, look, I mean...
We haven't talked about...
Yeah, well, we got a lot of other stuff.
I know. Well, one more thing about Breeze and his age. They had a great special last week, last Sunday night, about Peyton Manning and his off-season for the 2013 season. That's when he broke...
His neck?
No. That's when he broke all the records for Denver.
Okay.
Okay? And he had the most passing yards in the season by one fucking yard, which is bullshit, over Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, and that's the type of player Breeze is, like Peyton Manning. They're just so focused on their craft, okay, that Breeze will be able to, I mean, he'll, at 40, he'll be a better quarterback than still 20 other quarterbacks in the league. And I think I'm being generous saying that there'll be 9 others in front of him. He does his workout regimen and his nutrition, and, you know, he's not a 40-year-old quarterback like we're 40-year-old men, okay?
No, there you go.
No, you're right. Yeah, we're fat and out of shape.
Right. So,
they almost have a heart attack when they walk into the DJ music.
Right, when they leave their ticket in the car.
Okay, let's do a quick little headline.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Really, the only thing I had for headlines was any more big cuts y'all wanted to talk about. We kind of talked about last week that some big ones would come through. I don't know if you had anything. I haven't really.
There weren't major ones. Like, I mean, Bobby Richardson, we cut him, but now he's back on the practice squad. Brian Dixon, we cut him. He's on the practice squad. None of our guys got claimed by another team. So we cut Davis Tull, and it doesn't look like they're bringing him back on the practice squad, at least not yet. We still have 2 open roster spots on the practice squad. So far, Davis Tull is not one of them. So,
all right.
That's a, you know, 5th-round pick, boop, gone.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, it's better than, you know.
I mean, maybe they eventually bring him back to the practice squad. There's still 2 spots, but I don't know. Like, why are they leaving 2 spots open? Like, are they planning on signing Sitton? Are they planning on signing some other offensive lineman, bringing him in? Landon Turner made the team, the undrafted, the guard out of North Carolina.
Yeah, he made it. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, he made it. I mean, look, Marcus Murphy made it. Brandon Coleman made it. Murphy did look good in the last preseason game. Didn't fumble.
No, he did. I mean, look, that's the part. That's your job as a coach to, you know,
get him better.
Yes, and I think at least he should have, you know, shit himself in that second to last preseason game when coach pulled him. You know.
Yeah.
And like, look, I will cut you. I mean, you know, you will be gone if you're fumbling and turning the ball over doesn't change. So I'm glad he made it. Jerry Lee Lewis made it too. I know it's
I know it's
Tommy Lee Lewis, but yeah, Tommy.
I didn't care. It was like
Lee Lewis. You heard right, but
right.
He's a fun guy to watch.
He can. I mean, he did. He can bust player here and there.
Right.
I mean, he gives us the ability to possibly break a big play on special teams.
Right. So, like you said, no real surprises, nothing shocking, nothing...
That's fine. We don't have to go any further on it. I don't have any tweets this week. I didn't ask for any, so we'll skip that. Did y'all have any NFL reach-arounds, or do y'all want to go straight into you know what?
I mean, I don't know. There's nothing really. I'm trying to think of it. Is there anything else just general NFL related?
Not really.
I don't think so, no.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
But Jason, you haven't been into the Dome this year yet.
No, I went...
You haven't been for a football game this year yet.
No, I went for Guns N' Roses. That's it.
Right, okay, yeah, a little different.
So I have not seen the screen for a game.
Well, but not just the screen. You know, they changed all the lights in the top. And I read this article, and the guy who, whatever company that did it, you know, The lights now, unlike if we all remember the Super Bowl debacle several years ago, where the lights went out and it took 15 minutes for them to heat back up, okay? Now we can turn the lights on and off.
with just a switch?
We get the switch, just like, you know, you're in your house. But the guy was saying that the lights can do some amazing things that, you know, because now they're hooked up to a computer, so they can track and do all kind of stuff and, you know, do all kind of fancy stuff.
They can dance to music?
Right. But one of the things that when you get there, I'd like you to pay attention to me, it feels like, before they used to keep all the lights in the dome on. Now the lights just over the field are on, and the field is very bright and you know, illuminated. But the stands, the lights are lowered or not on at all.
Okay.
Okay? So and I said this to the guy who sits in front of me, and he's too fucking stupid and drunk to notice. But, you know.
Wait, I thought you sit in the hoity-toity section. There shouldn't be any of those guys there.
Well, they're drunk. I mean, you know, they're just very...
They're just hoity about it.
Right, they're just drunk, you know. But I want you to look at that, because it gave it a totally different feel.
Okay. Good, bad?
Well, it makes it feel... You decide for yourself. I don't want to prejudice you.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, I know that's how, like, in basketball, that's what the Lakers just keep the lights on the court and, like, the crowd is all dark. But that's one of the only NBA arenas to do that. Like, they don't do that, you know, down
here.
Okay,
well, all right, well, you
watched
the game on TV. Could you tell a difference on TV? You didn't notice anything.
No, I could. No.
Could you really, or are you just trying to join in the conversation because you don't go to games?
Both. No.
Okay, but no, I'll
yeah,
I'd have to watch the game first, Damon.
I'll look out for that.
Yeah, the upgrades we didn't get into it last week. Jeff, you had brought it up, and I was going to say something, but I jumped back to the topic about being in the dome. The new video boards.
Now,
where I'm sitting, I sit in the loge section or the club section, the middle part, and I think I'm 15 rows up. So the terrace hangs over my seat. So if I can't see the entire boards from my seat. I can see three quarters of each board, giving me a total of a whole board.
Did you say a whole board?
Yeah. So, again, they're very crisp. There's a lot more advertising. I mean, everything, you know, before where they just had the two static, one with Coca-Cola, and I don't remember what the other one was.
I know they've had Budweiser, maybe Allstate.
But they were they're always static. They were,
right,
you know,
they were static. Okay, but here's the thing.
What it seems like they did, that's a good thing, is that it's all digital to the point where if they want to make the whole board something, it can be.
But they probably, like, do they ever just... show
would
like
they do player introductions?
Oh, okay, one at a time, people. Yes, there are times where the board is just one thing. Like you said, player introductions. It's a big, you know,
The whole widescreen.
Right, but again, because of the shape of the boards, they kind of taper toward the ends, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah, it's not like, you know, watching a widescreen at your house, okay? When they do a replay, I would say... and Jason, next week again, you'll have to. They're at least a good double, if not triple, the size of what we had before. You know,
and it's that 4:3 aspect ratio of a widescreen TV.
Correct, right? But they still have the advertisements on the ends, okay? And before, where they just had the two that were static, now I noticed they switched them. I think Coca-Cola still always stays up. Ochsner, I think, always stayed up, but. There were two others that would change. One of the guy Canes was up there, and somebody else. And now when they show a replay No, Swamp Pop wasn't there.
Okay.
When they show the replay, you know, again, it's three times of what we used to have. There is also an advertisement on the replay.
Yeah.
Of course, because you know they're getting
there. Right. You know. Well, I mean, so there's a lot more advertising.
What's the race thing that they do in the third quarter?
Mm-hmm.
How that's gonna be?
No, I've seen it.
The board from left to right.
Yeah, I've seen it. It also it seems to me, and I guess they're just working it out. Like they try to put fantasy stats and game stats and this, but everything's moving too quickly. I mean, you know, they pop something up, so you turn to the, oh, okay, who did? And boom, it switches to something else, you know? So
did they just get rid of the old, remember they all used to have to see the scores on those old boards that were just like black and it was like the gold lettering?
They have changed those to, okay. I guess, like the same thing because they look very bright and new and pretty. But they are still there in the.
You know,
it's
like an LED. Okay. Is it an LED feeling and not the bulbs feeling?
Oh, 100%, yes.
It's not your name in lights.
Right, right. Remember you could do that? Pay money for messages and stuff. Need to bring that back.
It did. It's another way to make money. Why not?
Yeah. Well, speaking of ways to make money.
Is everything, but if I had to choose.
They now sell 50-50 raffle at the game.
What?
Yes.
Oh, it's like a Riverland swim meet.
Exactly.
If you were in Lavasserie, it's the half and half.
Right. Exactly. And that's what they call it, half and half.
They do.
Ace game, they call it half and half?
It's called half and half.
Oh, they must have got some guy from Vacherie to come run it.
You know, but yeah, so there's people walking around. I noticed the people staying around the ATM machines. But they have a backpack with this, you know, large banner so you can identify them, selling 50-50. And I think last week, the last one I remember, the jackpot was $14,000.
Well, hey, you know what? If it's a way, you know, if you got to do that and not do PSLs, I'm all for it.
Right. Now, again, right. I read this on Saints, NewOrleansSaints.com. The proceeds, you know, obviously it's 50-50, so the winner of the ticket gets half the pot, and the Saints are donating the other half of their profit. They are donating it. That's
all right. Well,
they're not keeping it. It's a donation.
How that's gonna go
to charities? I don't know. I mean,
I wonder if other teams do it, and it's something that's proven already, or if the Saints are one of the first to test it out.
I wondered the same thing. I have no clue, but it is, you know, it is kind of weird to see, like you. Like you said, I mean, 50-50s are always at, you know, high school football games or something, you know.
Fucking Lions Club meetings.
Right.
Lions Club, right.
50-50, right.
Right.
But
Superdome.
You imagine, right, shit, with that size of a crowd, you're going to win at least a couple hundred bucks, maybe $1,000.
Are you going to win more than that?
Well, like I said, I mean, what I saw the jackpot, the last time I remember seeing it, and I left at halftime also, and they don't draw it to this. Fourth quarter. Again, I left at halftime. I mean, I don't. It was 14. You know, it was 14 plus 1,000.
So
that'd be nice. You know.
Yeah, that'd be nice to walk away.
So,
with.
All right, pay for my tickets.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. Then we're gonna do. We have a couple of things to special because it's the season opener. But this is the return of Pick'ems. We're gonna do Pick'ems now for those of you who are new to the show. Since last season ends, we do play a game of Pick'ems, and the fans, you can play along with us. Jason will explain the rules whenever we get into the actual segment. After we do Pick'ems, we have a couple of special segments to introduce us into the new season. One of them is Bold Predictions Sure to Go Wrong. And the next one is another segment that's going to be a regular segment, which is Game Preview, where we preview the upcoming Saints game. With that being said, let's get into Pick'ems.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control and if you can take it. All about your debt and if you can pay it. It's all about pain and who's gonna make it.
And we're back. Pick'ems returns for another season.
Get your games picked out?
I do have my games picked out. I made sure to not pick a Monday night game. Because sometimes I forget that at the beginning of the year. So I made sure to remember that. So we are not including
That's right.
A Monday night game. However, we are including a Thursday night game. And I think there may be a normal rule that we try not to include Thursday night games.
That's right, to give people time to for the show, because sometimes we don't publish until Wednesday.
Right. However, since we'll be publishing Monday and the Thursday night game is a Super Bowl rematch, I figured, well, we should probably include it.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Special occasion. So, We play with the point spread factored in. We do four regular games and then a shitty game of the week.
Yep.
Did we go over who was the reigning champion?
No, let me go grab the sheet real quick.
Well, it's me, you fucking retard.
Among us, yes.
Well, that's all that matters.
Ah! And Wheels and Hungry Hoodat tied with you at the end of last season.
They don't matter, though. They
were so,
actually, Glenn had the highest percentage.
Yeah, well, but you have to bet. You have to choose every game.
Yeah.
Championship, you have to choose every game.
Hold on. All right. Last year there was some disputes over rules during the course of the season. Is there anything we need to square away?
What was the dispute last year?
Well, it's just how we treat ties.
How you treat ties, as well as for the fans that are playing with us, for them to compete, they have to play X amount. X percent, whatever, like 50% of games, 70% of games. I mean,
it doesn't matter because
you can't go 5-0 this week.
You're not winning anything. We're not giving out prizes, so it doesn't.
That's
matter.
True. That's true. You can't. But sometimes we play for.
I thought we were supposed
more
to
than anything else.
Well, I thought we were going to pull the winner onto the show.
We are, but they never responded to get on the show.
Did you even ask them?
No,
to be
I
on
did
the
not.
Show?
Nope.
Okay. No wonder why.
Guess that explains why they didn't respond.
I didn't want wheels
on the show.
Right.
But, so I think, I mean, I'm guessing like ties, because like I'm looking at the records from last year. There is no like third number, so ties, maybe we just whatever they push and they don't count.
No, okay. I think last year the controversy was, I think you gave all ties a win.
No, I didn't.
Hold on. Keep going, Damon.
That's exactly what he did. That's why I bitched about it.
No, well, look, I'm looking at week two. There were five games picked, but there was a push, and the records that week were 2-2, 2-2, 2-2. So we basically,
the
if it's a tie,
because you started
if it's,
out,
if it's a tie,
not,
you get nothing.
But then we debated the issue and landed on ties get nothing. But I think at first we were given ties a win.
Yeah, I think we might have, because I think well, maybe that was a show that you weren't here, and we decided it, and then you were mad that we decided that.
Well, because it was dumb.
So now ties get nothing.
So no, ties get nothing.
Okay.
You get nothing and you will like it.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. The game doesn't count. Okay.
Right.
And are we picking against the spread again?
Will you listen? Will you listen to it? I mean, I would.
Right. I said that already. You idiot. Come on.
No, I was too busy clearing my board and getting ready for.
So anyway, between the three of us, last year was very close. It was only a game that separated all three of us.
Wow. I did that good?
There's only close in horseshoes and hand grenades. There is a winner, and then there are losers.
All right, Damon won last year. I won the year before. That's all I remember.
No, I won the
last. Well, then I won the year before that.
You did.
Okay, so we each have a win under our belt. All right, there you go. Let's go with the first game of the year.
All right, first game of the year, a Super Bowl rematch. This is the Thursday night kickoff extravaganza. The Carolina Panthers at the Denver Seamans. Denver, of course, starting Seaman at quarterback. Moving on from Peyton Manning, who is now retired, which I don't know if you've been able to tell by all his commercials on TV.
Nah.
That he's retired.
Nope. Hadn't heard.
Carolina losing Josh Norman. He goes to Washington.
We went to the moon?
But they get back Kelvin Benjamin. Denver, of course, still has a strong defense going with Seaman. And Denver is at home, and Denver is getting 3 points. Mm. Now, normally in this game, the Super Bowl champion, is their record is fantastic.
Yeah, I'll go first on this one. I'm going to take Denver. With the three. Or giving the three. Or getting the three.
Getting
there three. I go. First game of the year. Don't understand how the spread works.
That's a spread work again.
Okay,
for you new listeners, this is a common theme. I really get confused. But I'm going Denver. Denver's going to win this game big time.
I don't know about big time, but I'm also going to go Denver.
Well, I think only since the NFL started this, I think only one team, only one defending champ has lost. Well, I'll take Denver just because I'm so hoping that Carolina shits the bed this year.
Yeah.
I think
it's
kind of an emotional pick.
All right, next game. The Detroit Jim Bob Cooters against the Indianapolis Lux. Detroit coming in.
All right, stop trying to be fun. Just you know, play the team.
Stop it. This is my – don't tell me how to run my segment.
Your segment. No, because I'm not sure who he's talking about.
He's talking about Detroit and Indiana.
I said Detroit, asshole.
I know, but then –
what other Detroit team is in the NFL?
But then I try to listen to you, and just say the team. Don't be funny.
I like
no.
it. Keep the funny
This is my segment.
Don't
I can
be
do
funny.
What I want.
Don't
I can
be,
do what I want.
I like the funny stuff.
It's not very funny. You're not a funny person. Tell that lawnmower joke again.
Detroit, Calvin Johnson retires.
Nightmare.
So Detroit coming in without Calvin Johnson for the first time in a while. Indianapolis, Andrew Luck is still healthy. This game is in Indy, and they are favored by 4.
Ooh, minus 4 for Indy?
I'll go first. I'm taking Detroit.
Oh!
Hold. I'll take Indianapolis.
With Luck, healthy.
What makes you, why Detroit?
Jim Bob Cooter, and I think Indianapolis is overrated.
In the top of the analysis. Indianapolis, who's their starting running back? Frank Gore?
Yeah, it is Frank Gore.
Interesting.
I just don't think, they don't have a lot of talent around. They got a couple of good receivers, but that's it. They're not a very good football team.
How's their defense? How's Detroit, though? I mean, what's Detroit looking and doing?
I just think Detroit's offense is going to be able to score more. Indy's defense is terrible.
Without Calvin Johnson, you think their offense is going to be better?
I think they're going to be fine. I don't think they're going to miss too much. It's going to force Stafford to not always just, let me just chuck it up to Megatron and see what happens.
All right. Well, that might not be a good thing, 10 years into his career. He might have got used to just chucking it up to Megatron.
I'm going to follow Jason on this only because they're getting 4 points. I think Indianapolis wins the game.
No, I thought you said you already took
Indy. I thought he already took Indy, too.
He did. I wrote it down.
I never took Indy.
You said Indy.
I asked a question about Indy. I didn't say I was taking Indy. Check the tape.
Oh, Lisa, you and your story. Barty's a vampire. Beer kills brain cells. Now let's go back to that building thingy where our beds and TV is.
I'll put it this way. If I said Indy, leave it in the show and give me Indy. But I don't think I ever said Indy, so I'm taking Detroit.
Okay. I'll write it here.
I'm going to put my money where it's a conditional pick.
Indy or Detroit. So that's a good one.
Well, I don't have the point spread, the net point differential to base my decision on right now. So,
so week one, you're winging it, you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, game three, go.
All right, game three, big game, the New England Belichicks at the Arizona Cardinals. New England, of course,
England
will be without
Damon.
Without Tom
that's
Brady.
So, that's so creative. That's a genius. How long do you spend on this, Jason? Is it spontaneous or is there a process? We all like
not
to
much.
Know.
Not much. Doesn't take long.
All right. Seems like.
Go ahead.
So, of course, no Tom Brady, and Damon's dick just went limp. Arizona is at home, and they're favored by 6.
Wow.
Oh, but no Tom Brady.
That's right.
No Tom Brady.
All right, Damon, you go first on this one.
It's your team.
Their coach just got sick. I'll take the Patriots.
There he is. He's taking his Colts and Patriots in the pick'ems, y'all.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Emotional picks, and he's picking against Carolina. Damon, this is an emotional decision-making week.
Well, he's a defending champ. He doesn't care.
It worked for him last year. I might follow it.
And also, did you see Sean Payton's tweet today?
No.
I did.
Look at that tweet.
Sean Payton tweeted a picture of Gillette Stadium with a big old poster of Tom Brady, the number 12.
Why?
I guess showing solidarity for the...
And fuck Roger Goodell.
For the quarterback.
Ooh. All right.
All right. I am going to go Arizona, even though I don't think Carson Palmer... I think Arizona's a little overrated, but I don't think Garoppolo is going to get it done on the road. So far.
Jeff, you want to take Arizona and the Patriots?
I'm going to take the Arizona Patriots.
Okay.
Or the New England Cardinals. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead with the Cardinals. Oh, no. Yeah.
You sure? I'm not going to write anything down.
I wasn't going to do it. I wanted to change it after I said it, but then...
That's okay. Look, you can change it. I haven't written anything down yet. You can do whatever you want. All right.
You're taking the Patriots.
Yes, I'm taking the Patriots. Official.
That's official.
Final answer. Final answer.
Don't have to check the tape. All right, our next game. I kind of struggled to find a fourth game because don't know what teams are yet, but we're going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Both teams returning a lot of the same guys from last year. The Jets adding Matt Forte. The Jets are at home, and the Jets are catching 2.5. So Cincinnati is actually on the road and favored by 2.5.
I'll go first again, and I'll take the Bengals. Marvin Lewis, a lot of stability in that organization. They've had a lot of regular season success. I do believe he has never, or has he ever won a playoff game?
They haven't won a playoff game in his tenure. I know that.
And he's been here like...
But this is their next playoff game, so you should be all
right. Right.
I will also go Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to take the home team with the points. Period.
The goddamn Jets. All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
So we have a couple of really shitty teams. Even with everybody being 0-0, these are some shitty teams. You have the Cleveland Steamers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly, of course, just trading Sam Bradford this week to Minnesota after the Bridgewater injury.
Oh, we should have talked about that.
They
raped him.
They did?
They raped them.
Well, go ahead and talk about it now. That's why he picked the game.
That's not why he picked the game.
But, I mean, it's amazing. Sam Bradford has been paid like $80 million. He's got a losing record.
Why you gotta be so literal?
He's been traded for multiple first-round picks. Like, it's crazy.
Right. I mean, how many number one picks have people gotten for this guy? The Rams gave one up for him. I think Philly gave one up for the Rams. And then, I mean, holy. See, he sucks.
Right.
He sucks.
Shows you how desperate the Vikings are. I mean, the Vikings think they can win now. And, dude, that Bridgewater injury was just...
Oh, devastated to him.
Torn ACL and dislocated.
So what was it? It was a one...
A one and a conditional fourth, which, now granted, it's probably going to be a fourth because it turns into a third if they win the NFC Championship, and if they win the Super Bowl, it becomes a second. So it's going to be a fourth.
Okay, it'll be a fourth.
But still.
But so you've given up a number one draft pick for a guy at best that's going to play for you for a year? Because, I mean.
Signed for 2 years. Like, if Bridgewater, if they don't think Bridgewater.
Maybe he's still rehabbing next year.
Right. Yeah, he might not come back next year. That was a brutal injury.
Yeah. I mean, dislocated his kneecap and tore his ACL.
What would possess you to even value him?
Because it's better than what they had.
Well,
but still.
Not much.
Well, who else do they have? Sean Hill? Yeah.
But why couldn't you? I mean... So does that make Philly just a hard-ass negotiator? Like we know
sure.
You're
yeah, why not?
Desperate, so fuck
why not?
You.
Exactly. Why not?
Does Minnesota feel like they've got that? Or who is it?
Yeah,
Minnesota,
right. Do they feel like they're that close?
Like got that? Right.
I mean, I guess. Apparently so.
Joke's on them.
Mine, so.
Anyway,
all right.
Back to the
game. So Minnesota and who? I'm sorry. Cleveland?
Cleveland, this game is in Philly, so now it's either going to be Chase Daniel or Carson Wentz. Starting for Philly, and you got RG3.
Wow, Chase Daniel might be a starter, y'all.
And Philly is favored by 4.
Oh, my God. I went first a couple of times, so I'll let y'all go.
But I'll go
first.
Convince me. Convince me of something.
Philly.
I'm going to go Cleveland because I think Philly sucks. Philly is terrible.
I'm silly. The RG3 might be the best quarterback on the field with those two teams. I mean, that is a horrible, horrible thing to say.
I'm going Cleveland. Cleveland's getting points on top of what you just said, Damon.
Yeah, okay. You can with me. I'll go Cleveland. I'll take the points.
I can't believe we're fucking taking Cleveland in any kind of pick 'em.
All of us are taking Cleveland on the road.
Right.
Cleveland
on
the road. Cleveland might start 1-0, y'all. Even if they don't start 1-0, we're still getting the win on pick'ems and lose by 3.
Right. They can lose by a field goal and we still win.
That's right. All right, so fans.
And action.
All right, listeners, so if you want to play pick'ems alongside with us, then you're going to pick against the same spread that we did. Just go ahead and tweet us your picks. Just list, for example, if it's, you know, Denver, Detroit, Arizona, Cincinnati, Cleveland, just go ahead at Don't Patrol PCast, hashtag pick'ems. Denver, Detroit, Arizona, Cincinnati, Cleveland. You can even abbreviate. That's fine, too. and we'll just keep track, and you'll play alongside the Dome Patrol podcast.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to our next segment. Bold predictions sure to go wrong.
You went for line drawings and you fucked up, you fucking idiot. You brainwashed yourself, you motherfucking stupid cocksuckers, because you never studied your holy homework. That's two capital H's there. All the rest are lowercase in any fucking case. Supreme Court, you are not the fucking Supreme Court of anything, except hell. For the next 10,000 years, you will shovel your shit and eat it because you're on refeed, motherfucker, that just started backwards and you can't do a fucking thing about it. The public are going to take back every fucking thing from you that you took away from them, you motherfucker.
All right, so this is one segment that we do once a year, right before the season starts, where the three of us make a couple of really bold predictions that are absolutely sure to go wrong. Bold predictions sure to go wrong. I'll throw one, and this one's not really... Well, yeah, okay, Breeze throws for 5,000 yards.
Okay.
It's one that's close to happening, but maybe that's how we need to do that. Why don't we kind of skirt the edge
Jeff,
of reality?
Jeff, you
do your... Stop, just stop
Jeff,
talking.
You'll do your thing, we'll do one, okay?
Right.
All right, well then, fuck you, do one.
All right, the Saints finish 19th or better in total defense.
Well, they're way to step out on a limb there, pal.
Hey, we've been 31st and 32nd the last couple of years.
Hold on, he's skirting the edge of reality, Damon.
19th is a big
up.
Improvement. What do you say, top 15? Fine, top 15.
Top 15, all right.
Yeah, top 15. How about that? There you go.
The top half of the league.
Top half of the league in defense.
I think that could, I mean, I like that. I mean, that's not terrible.
Our young cornerbacks with the losses, you know.
But a new defensive philosophy with a new defensive coordinator.
With a leader in line.
Thank you. Something we haven't had since Jonathan Vilma left.
All right, so go ahead.
I'll say Mark Ingram will break 1,000 yards.
Oh, yeah, that one's sure to go wrong.
A commitment to the running game. That's why we're keeping Coon.
Right.
Well, we need our offensive line to...
I got one. That's true, too. I forgot that.
You know, you got... Right,
Marcus Murphy... will not fumble.
Wow.
Oh, that's you to go wrong.
Yeah.
Week one. Go ahead, Jason.
Kasim Anabali, double-digit sacks.
Ooh.
See how much time Kruger gets if Anabali doesn't play enough. But still, double-digit sacks for old Anabali.
I was actually thinking Cam Jordan with double-digit sacks might be a...
That's not really that bold. I mean, he kind of...
Yeah.
That's kind of what he does.
Right. We hope...
That's kind of what he does. He did it last year. Has he done it before last year?
Yes.
He did it in 2013. Him and Gallette both combined.
Right. Okay. Right. He's done it two out of the last 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Withdrawn.
I'll say our young defensive backfield will get 12 interceptions.
All right.
Wow.
Now, that's everybody. That's cornerback, safety.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Are they in a linebacker? Or are you just saying, why don't you go just defense, period? Give
okay. Well, I think defense, period.
I mean, that's a lot.
For them, yes.
Defense.
We do have Jarrett Bird back there, who apparently doesn't intercept the ball anymore.
Does Jarrett Bird finish the season? Is that a bold prediction?
That would be a bold prediction.
Let's see. Michael Thomas.
You're going to take mine.
Ah, uh-huh. Well, it depends what they might. Well, I'm just taking him. Let's finish his season with 700 yards.
Be very well for a rookie. I think he can do that. Hell, didn't the wide receiver we traded to Miami? The wide receiver we traded to Miami a couple years ago.
Oh,
still Kenny Stills, right? He had 700 his rookie year, I believe.
Okay. Like
okay.
I said, that one's skirting reality.
Yeah.
All right. Here's mine. The Saints get at least 3 kick/punt return touchdowns this year.
Oh.
Whether it be Murphy or Lewis. Okay. But combined, we get at least 3.
Okay. We got it.
Right. The Saints defensive backs do not lead the league in pass interference.
Well, yeah, we don't have Browner.
Well,
that one's not a bold prediction. Sure to go wrong. That's not bold at all.
It's a given.
I mean, we're not the Raiders anymore.
Well, I'll look. That wasn't the case last year.
We'll give you one. We'll give you that one. So every year I do. Oh, Jason, you took the defensive ranking. Yeah.
Look, I'm all out of bowl predictions. So.
Yeah, I think we might have it. We each have three.
Whatever you guys got, keep going. Okay. But I'm out.
I will say one Saints offensive lineman will make the Pro Bowl.
I like that.
Wow.
Okay. We have an offensive lineman make the Pro Bowl.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'll say the Saints make the playoffs. Oh, you know what? Let's do a bold prediction sure to go wrong. Saints make it to the NFC Championship game.
Ooh, jeez. Yep, go big.
Well, it's supposed to go wrong.
Right. And I'll add to that, I'll say the Saints win the NFC South.
Okay, good. Oh, y'all, anybody want to sweep the Falcons? Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Sweep the...
Now, these are predictions that are sure to go wrong.
Yeah.
I will not blow up on Jason this evening.
No. It's got to be Saints related, sorry.
No. On the Don't Put Rook podcast.
It is Saints related.
Yeah, it is. All right, you really want it on there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Women will not blow up on Jason this season. And Damon's the one making the prediction. You want to do just go ahead, you're not going to blow up on me either.
No, I'm not guaranteeing that.
All right. Well, you're not guaranteeing the one on Jason. You're actually sure to go wrong. You're kind of promising that it's going to happen.
Let's happen.
So that's that for the segment. All right, let's get into game preview. And what do we got? The Saints are playing the Raiders?
That is true. Playing the Raiders noon on Sunday in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Yeah, you guys, your first home game in how long?
Well, since Friday.
Well, mine. I haven't been to either preseason game.
Of course.
So my first game
you're not a real fan, that's why.
Since either December or January.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right, so...
I'm excited to get back to 648.
So you got Derek Carr and Latavius Murray. What's up with this Latavius Murray character, huh?
Either decent running back. That's not. It doesn't bode well for us.
And they've got, they got Amari Cooper on the outside, Michael Crabtree. I mean, I'm more worried about Khalil Mack on the defensive side. You know, can we block him? I don't want him hitting Breeze at all. That scares me a little bit.
Are the Raiders kind of on the upswing here? Because
there are kind of a trendy pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To do well. Got some young talent, got a good young quarterback, good young receiver, decent running back, got some good defensive players. Yeah, they're a sexy pick to kind of maybe take a wild card in the AFC. So the spread probably, I think it's pretty close. We may only be favored by like a point and a half.
I mean, it's the first game. Obviously, we didn't like how we looked in preseason. I didn't watch the Raiders any preseason games.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch it. And like Jason said, yeah, the Raiders are definitely a sexy pick. They're a young team that's had limited success. If they could put it all together with the talent they have, you would think that they would be a 9-10 win team.
Some of that franchise, right? They can do that. Like, they kind of pop up every few years with a stellar team, and then they just kind of go and shit for a few years.
Oakland's been bad for a while.
Right, but
2002 was when they made the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's when they made the Super Bowl that year. Yeah,
but their awesomeness doesn't last. It's their
no. Look, well, one of the reasons the Saints were terrible for so many years because of bad ownership and bad organization, and I think that's what the Raiders carry with them. Yeah, I think that's what they've suffered with for the last 12 years.
You think that might have been turned around now that Al Davis is dead, and they took them a little bit to dig out of that.
I'm not sure, the guy with the bowl haircut, is it much worse?
Well,
they seem to be doing a little better.
Or maybe he's at least keeping his hands out of the shit that Al Davis kept his hands in.
Yeah, he is one of the ugliest men I've ever seen.
So, it would be interesting to see how many Raider fans come down here, because, they don't get to come to New Orleans very often. So this would be a good, if you're going to do a road trip, come to New Orleans.
Well, but the Raiders, at least in the past, they do travel well. They are one of these franchises, like, the Cowgirls and
Steelers,
right, that have a very strong following throughout the country. So their fans aren't necessarily just, you know, coming from Oakland or L.A. or wherever the fuck they happen to be this week. So, or maybe Las Vegas next year. So, yeah, the Raiders travel well. I can still remember in the Jim Haslett era, there being so many Raiders fans that you could actually hear the Raiders, chant in the dome. And, oh.
Well, you're not gonna... So you think the spiky shoulder pad guy comes down?
Oh, guaranteed, huh?
I'm not sure. Does he travel with them?
I have no idea. Right. Just the only Raider fan. Or don't they have a fan with like a Darth Vader helmet?
Right.
Guy. I'm sure they got a few with a Darth Vader helmet. Yeah.
Darth Vader, meet Darth Maul. Fight.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Raiders, Darth Vader against the Saints, Darth Saint.
Raider Vader.
That's a good picture.
I call him Darth Raider.
Okay. That would make sense, actually. Yeah, it would. That would be a good photo op, Darth Raider and Darth Saint.
Is there a point spread?
Yes, the Saints are favored by one.
By one. That is very insulting.
It is very insulting.
Not after what I watched this preseason.
Maybe it's generous.
It's not insulting, guys.
How many
home games did we win last year?
I have no 4.
If that?
No,
we were 7-9.
Right.
I just remember that was part of the story last season. We lost that home field
advantage.
Yeah, we did, right.
Well, it wasn't home field advantage. They sucked. it's nothing that we did in the fucking stands, okay? Trust me.
Well,
it wasn't our fault that they didn't
win. Their sucking led to a quieter dome. And
right. Look, Sean Payton's had 6 months to prepare for this game. You know, I'm sure he didn't use all 6 months. But I feel rather confident that we will win this game.
How many times has Sean Payton opened a season with us 1-0?
It's probably 50-50.
Right.
It feels like 50-50.
Because it is. I mean, we've had some seasons where we start out slow and we never recover.
And last year we did not win our first game. So the odds tell me we're going to win this one.
All right. Okay, score predictions. Jason?
Oof. I will go 27-24, Saints.
All right. Damon?
I'll go 35-24, Saints.
Oof. I hope we can score that many points.
I'll go 20-17, Saints.
That's smarter.
I don't think our offense is going to put it together like 35 points.
I have more confidence. I'll have more confident we'll do it in the first game and surprise the Raiders than we will in Week 8.
I hope so. Hope so. All right, final thoughts, Jason.
Final thoughts? God damn it. Yep. Final thoughts go out to Drew Holiday, whose pregnant wife has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Ooh.
So she's, of course, his wife was on the women's national soccer team that won the World Cup last year. So, yeah, she's pregnant. She's got a brain tumor. She's got to have brain surgery. So he is actually going to miss the start of the season to be with his wife. So thoughts and prayers go out to them.
Who is his wife?
Lauren Holiday.
Okay.
Thoughts
and prayers go out to them. Hopefully the surgery works out. You take as much time with her as he needs. I mean,
yeah, that's more important.
Especially considering she's pregnant, so, thoughts for those too.
Yeah, how far, I mean, is that at risk or anything? Or?
I don't know.
I don't know, okay. All right, Damon, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Last week,
What's the deal with this heat? Go ahead.
Last week, Friday, I went to the World War II Museum in the Warehouse District. And I'm not sure, I don't know how often or if y'all go, but they are in the middle of this huge expansion that they started several years ago, $300 million. And if you haven't been in a while, you need to go because the whole thing is just basically new. They have added a lot more, I'm not going to say attractions, but a lot more exhibits. You know, totally redone it. They're in a new building. And the original building, they only have the third floor D-Day part still there. The second floor, they're revamping. So if you haven't been in a while, you need to go. And if you haven't been, you definitely need to go. It's ranked like the third best museum in the United States. They really do an excellent job at the World War II Museum. It's spectacular. And again, it's a part of history that we're losing that generation. I forget how many, 192 a day, And it's a obviously a huge story in history, and just they really do a great job of putting you, letting you understand, what was going on then, and appreciating that generation, which is really, they're called the greatest generation for a reason, because the things these people did and were able to go through, I don't think we could do it today, and not just the men who were fighting, but the people on the home front, how much they gave up and how much they sacrificed for the war effort. And it's a wonderful
place
to celebrate.
I'd like to think we could, but I get where it wouldn't be the same way that it was done if it had to be done. Like, and I blame social media for that. We talked about that the last couple episodes, and I think that's part of the issue of mm-hmm. I think I've been to the D-Day Museum, and it really is.
May I correct you there? It started out as the D-Day Museum, okay? Oh. It is now the World War II
Museum. Yeah,
Jim. It expanded.
Well, good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So, right. Well, before, it did just focus on D-Day.
Well, even when I went, when it was the D-Day Museum, I felt it was much more than just D-Day. It told the story that led up to D-Day. So it felt like more than that. But yeah. You know what I remember, dude? They still have the casing that shows all of, it's like these little small, almost army soldier size people that shows how much each side lost during the war. How many soldiers each side lost during the war?
No, I don't remember seeing that this time around. The place is so huge that you need multiple days.
It's multiple buildings, like a one building here and another building across the street. Like we went around the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl was here. They had like an NFL exhibit.
Totally different from then to now. Again, you can go now and you go like, wow, really, this is the same.
All new music. Well, that's good because I never thought about going again because I'm like, well, I've seen it.
Well,
so
I donated, so I get free admission for the year, however many times I want to go. I just always enjoy going there.
And you like World War II stuff, period, right? I mean,
I'm a big World War II history buff. I read lots of books and everything about it. And it's, again, that museum, I'm so glad we have it here, for me selfishly, because I am into it. And it's a great museum. So if you haven't been, go bring your kids.
Mine are still 8. I think I'd wait a few years.
Yeah, wait till they
true magnitude was. They don't even know that there was a war.
Right. Wait till they're about your age when they're mature.
All right. And with that, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCAST. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, LSU Championship donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation. It's your boy Five-Star in the building. Y'all already know, once again, Saints Anthem. This is another classic for our city, baby. I want everybody to stand up. If you're a Saints fan.